The very first commercial-scale gallons of cellulosic ethanol were produced this week at the Quad County Corn Processors Ethanol Plant in Galva, Iowa. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says the plant is using a new bolt-on process that allows the plant to convert the corn kernel fiber into cellulosic ethanol.
A few years ago, they began to do research on converting the cellulose already coming into the plant, the corn fiber, and how they might be able to convert that into more ethanol while enhancing the feed value of their distiller's grains. It's now that little plant in Galva, Iowa, that is leading this nation towards cellulosic ethanol. And I think that that is terrific.
Dineen says this is just the beginning of cellulosic ethanol production coming from corn ethanol plants.
Cellulosic ethanol and corn ethanol are not mutually exclusive. There are synergies that will make the production of both at existing facilities very attractive. This is just the first of many that will come. Later on this year, when Abengoa begins producing cellulosic ethanol in Kansas, and Poet begins producing cellulosic ethanol in the Project Liberty facility in Iowa, and there will be more after that. Cellulosic ethanol is coming, and it is coming because corn ethanol companies like Quad County, like Poet, like Abengoa have invested in these technologies.
The day after Quad County announced its first cellulosic gallons, EPA gave its final approval to allow crop residue such as corn fiber to qualify as a feedstock for the production of cellulosic biofuel. Dineen hopes EPA will also make the right decision when it comes to volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard.
EPA's decision to roll back the RFS just as commercial production of cellulosic ethanol is coming online makes no sense. EPA's decision to roll back the RFS impacting corn ethanol makes no sense. And we hope that the EPA and the administration rethink their foolish proposal and finalize something that makes sense for consumers, for rural America, for energy independence.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.